I know what it's like to write articles with no response. I know what it's like to put out content and have nobody respond. That doesn't mean nobody's listening, and that has nothing to do with the value of your gift.
Welcome to the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel, powered by Crown for Success, the largest women's empowerment network for soulful CEOs on social media. We are a coaching business that mentors and motivates women to reach their highest potential in business and mindset mastery. Each one of our episodes will share valuable tips, resources, interviews, and empowering information that will help boss ladies design a life and business they're crazy as fuck about.
Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Soul Aligned Success. I'm your host, Sarah Rose. I'm an RVP for Crown for Success, and you can find me over on Instagram at Spiritual CEO. I know what it feels like to not know if what you're sharing with the world matters, to not know if anybody's listening, to not know if you're making a difference, to not know if anybody even cares. I know what it's like to produce content and not have any feedback or have anybody reach out and tell you anything. I know what it's like to live stream to an audience of zero. I know what it's like to write articles with no response. I know what it's like to put out content and have nobody respond. That doesn't mean nobody's listening, and that has nothing to do with the value of your gift. Actually, when you think about it, there's a lot of people that don't comment, that never raise their hand and say this resonated, but yet it still resonates with them, even though they don't raise their hand or they don't comment or they don't share or they don't like something. But at the end of the day, you're not here for a popularity contest anyway. You're here to share truth. And if you're doubting your mission and you're doubting your gift and you're doubting that whether or not what you bring to the table matters at all and can have the ability to make a difference or a massive impact, then I just want you to consider this. I want you to look around and really take in what's happening on a global scale. I want you to take a look at all the injustices that are being brought to light, the abuse of power, and the millions of people that right now are walking around in fear. Overall, all of these things are a result of separation consciousness. We are here moving towards a oneness consciousness. We are here to move this collective consciousness movement forward into higher frequencies, into higher vibration. And not only is what you are doing so important for your own frequency and your own ascension journey, but every single piece of content, every single message, every single thought that you put out into the universe that aligns with these higher frequencies or helps someone else to, is causing a tipping point. There will be a tipping point where the collective consciousness will begin to tip towards higher frequency. And you are on the edge of this movement. You are a leader, and you are a leader of light. And that doesn't mean you don't work with the dark. When I say light, light worker, oftentimes light workers work with the shadows, right? You work with some of the densest, heaviest energies, and you alleviate, alchemize those from your system, and then you help alleviate and alchemize those from other people's systems. And what that is doing is causing a domino effect all around the globe, whether you see it or not. And if you have any doubt, then I just ask you to check in with yourself. Ask for a sign that you're on the right path. Ask for a sign that you would like confirmation and support from your spirit team, from your guides, from your angels, from your God, from all that is. Ask for a sign and you'll receive it. I remember several years ago, probably like 7 years, 8 years ago now, I remember writing an article online. Actually, I forgot that I wrote the article online. And I was having one of my coming to Jesus moments, one of many where I thought I was going to throw in the towel and quit and give up. because I didn't think that it was ever going to turn into something that was going to be impactful, that was going to make a difference, that was going to help people's lives, that was going to be in line with my purpose and what I was really feeling called in my heart to do. And so I asked for a sign from God to send me a sign that all of this was worth it. All of it, all of the effort, all of the money, all of the time, all of the energy. And about 30 minutes after that, I checked my Instagram and I got a message from a girl in Australia. And she said, "I just read your article on healing from the situation, from the domestic violence situation you had growing up. And it really got me thinking to my next steps is what I have to do and work on for myself. And I just wanted you to know that someone in Australia is listening." And I got my answer. You may not see the results immediately, although you can. You may not see the impact immediately, although it's there. You may not see the harvest of the seeds that you are planting right now, but rest assured, they are being nurtured and they are growing. And this time in history right now is calling you to move forward with your gift and calling you to move forward with your message. No more second guessing, no more doubting, no more buying into the fear, no more believing the bullshit stories that say this is pointless, this is worthless, nobody cares, because you will have a harvest time when you show that you're committed in full faith to your mission and your calling. And so right now you're feeling this call, if you're resonating with this video, because it is time for you to step forward and shine your light and share your message, speak your truth, and share your gift in whichever way resonates with you. And even if you're watching this and you have no desire to be an entrepreneur, you already know that you just living in your own light and shining that light on your own, within your own family and within your own community, is more than enough to anchor in this new frequency and vibration. And so if you have any doubt of that, I ask you to call on your higher power and ask for confirmation, ask for a sign, ask for it to show up, and move forward with certainty that it doesn't matter when or how it shows up, but you know it will. Everything that you're working towards will come to fruition. Everything that you're looking to manifest in your life will come to fruition when you move forward on your path with faith and trust and surrender to divine service. And so this message just needed to go out today. I'm not sure who needed to hear it, but if you liked this episode, please comment below. Let me know wherever you're watching this video. And if it really resonates with you and you're really ready to step into your power and your purpose and grow a soul-aligned business online that makes a massive impact in the world while also honoring your own lifestyle goals, then check out the link in the caption or comments below this video or in the URL in my Instagram bio at Spiritual CEO. You can hop on my Soul-Aligned Success Masterclass, and I look forward to seeing you in a future episode. Namaste.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel powered by Crown for Success. Please tune in next week for another episode, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at RVP Queens, at The Girl Gang Confidential, at Crown for Success, at Strong Women Are Beautiful, and of course at Boss Ladies Mindset.